Yeah, roger that. Well, when I bought mine, that's why I started in GMRS with, bought a pair of them, and 902 got one off me. They claimed 10 watts. Even when I bought it, I thought, yeah, 10 watts, yeah, right, okay, it probably does 5. But, I bought a new watt meter, SWR meter, sometime back, so I thought I might have problems with this DB9 antenna. And, I ran it through it, and on high, it showed 9.8 something, so, you know, I figured, well, I guess they weren't lying. It does do 10 watts somewhere in there. But it does, if according to the watt meter, it does 1 watt on low, 5 on medium, and 9 something on high there, okay. Yeah, copy that. Well, that's pretty good, the specs. This has got, this has got a USB charger in the back of it. I think this is a 2800 milliamp battery, which ain't bad. I mean, if you use it a lot, it's going to run down. So, okay. I got a GM32 radio oddity I bought maybe 3 years ago. That works pretty good, too, even with the... had a Breed knockoff Nagoya antenna on it. And I was back here a couple of years ago talking on low power, which was like a watt and a half, and I was hitting Detroit down there on it. Jack was hearing me and another fellow. He's passed since, but yeah, it was working. And I didn't know how to get it back on high, so they had to, Jack had to clean it. So I got it back on high again. Yeah, that was a good day that day. About here talking on like 1 to Detroit, reaching the handheld there, roger.